Maestro Wolfgang Sawallisch has left a lasting musical and personal legacy on an orchestra filled with musicians who revered him. Among them, violinist David Booth, cellists Kathy Reed and Richard Harlow, and bassoonist Mark Gigliotti.
When he became music director, it was just like a glove fitting a hand perfectly.
We respected him his entire 10 years, and we loved him for his deep knowledge and respect of the music.
He was indeed a musician's musician. He was always a very collaborative individual, and one of the things he would always say is, "Ladies and gentlemen, help me, please."
I've been here now 40 years, and I would probably go so far as to say that Wolfgang Sawallisch is the most impressive single musician I've ever met.
Sawallisch was born in 1923. He grew up in Munich, Germany, where he studied composition, piano, and conducting. Over the years, among his many positions, he led the Opera Theater of Augsburg, the Vienna Symphony, Orchestre de la Suisse Romande, the Hamburg Philharmonic, and for more than two decades, the Bavarian State Opera. He guest conducted all over the world and was a particular favorite in Japan. In 1993, at age 70, Wolfgang Sawallisch made his debut as music director of the Philadelphia Orchestra. He and his wife of over 40 years, Mechthild, made an apartment in Center City their Philadelphia home. And the maestro set about putting his own mark on the Philadelphia sound. Cellist Gloria De Pasquale remembers this time.
We come out of a period where we had the transition of our sound from the sort of lush, fat Ormandy sound to a more leaner, virtuosic, if you will, sound under Mucci. And as soon as Sawallisch came on the podium, we were back to that old world, burnished gold Philadelphia sound. He was a very sophisticated and old world type of presence that commanded attention just by his posture, just by his the slightest movement of a finger or a look. He could give incredibly deep looks that had layers of meaning.
He was very direct and very clear.
Violinist Jonathan Beeler.
It was all about how best to communicate what the composer had in mind.
He would share the stories of what the music meant, says bassoonist Mark Gigliotti, and had an instinctual way of communicating with the musicians.
What each movement was meant to be, and he had us completely involved in not only what we were playing. Of course, in the performances, he couldn't talk, but we knew exactly what he was thinking.
Sawallisch ascended to the ranks of the world's top conductors without embracing the celebrity and glamour that often goes with such a climb. He eschewed late-night parties after concerts, although he graciously appeared at events and receptions to support his orchestra. Violinist Jonathan Beeler.
There's this whole cult around people like Toscanini and Stokowski and everything, and Sawallisch was the direct opposite of that. It was all about the music with him, no ego at all.
Sometimes Sawallisch stepped off the podium to play chamber music. Violinist David Booth.
Well, I mean, he was not a fine pianist. He was a great pianist.
And he famously used this talent, sitting in for the orchestra on the night of an ice storm, accompanying singers and playing the orchestral part of an all-Wagner program. Offstage, his typical attire was a vested suit. His manner was reserved, yet warm. His eyes serious, yet ready to twinkle with the appreciation for a musical joke.
So I went up to him, and I asked him, "Maestro, would you happen to be a member of the Bruckner Society?" And he looks at me and he says, "Oh, yes, yes, yes." So I said, "Well, you know, at tonight's concert, the Bruckner Society is going to be in attendance. They're both going to be sitting in the Presidium box over there." And he looks and he says, "Huh, huh, huh."
Like a musical evangelist, Wolfgang Sawallisch reached out to share his love of music with other people in the world. He led the orchestra on 8 international tours.
He took us to North Vietnam. We had not been there before. I believe the first concert we did was a concert for children. He was so excited about this because these were children that had never gotten to experience this type of thing before.
We once played a concert. It was in a big auditorium in Argentina, and the place had no acoustics because it was this big, huge barn of a place. But he conducted as though it was opening night in Carnegie Hall, and we played one of the best concerts I can remember.
In the wake of the September 11th attacks, despite grounded planes, he was determined to return to Philadelphia to conduct a concert at the Mann Music Center. And shortly afterwards, he took his orchestra on a tour of America.
He was the best of the best. And we were just so fortunate to have him. Every time that he conducted us, I think we always enjoyed it and considered it to be a great blessing that he was our music director.
Savalas stepped down in 2003. But it was clear, as much as the orchestra loved him, he loved them back. Cellist Kathy Reed.
After he left us, he was famous for writing us letters and notes, like over the holidays and in January, that kind of thing. And he always said that his 10 years with us was the highlight of his career.
It was all about unlocking the power of the music, a way to experience joy, sorrow, healing, and friendship. It was Wolfgang Savalas's enduring gift to those he touched, on stage and off.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.